Back in the late 1970s, leaders in Arlington County entered into collective bargaining agreements with employees of the county government and the school system. The Supreme Court of Virginia ended up striking down those agreements because local governments did not have the authority to make them. Now, more than 40 years later, the General Assembly has given them that authority, and Arlington is about to start negotiating. David Broder with SEIU Virginia 512 says this is a turning point for labor.
We believe it's time for every local government and school board to pass a meaningful collective bargaining ordinance, making sure that frontline workers can bargain for better pay, benefits, and working conditions.
Alexandria was the first local government to authorize collective bargaining negotiations under the new law, although city leaders there left discipline out of the agreement. Arlington, on the other hand, includes a way for an aggrieved employee to get a third-party mediator. Stephen Hayner at the Thomas Jefferson Institute says the discipline part of these agreements is something to watch as more local governments take action.
The union being able to protect a bad apple from discipline is not in the best interest of the public. I think you will find that to be a pattern around Virginia, but we'll see.
Discussions are also underway in Fairfax and Loudoun counties, and labor organizers are hoping to eventually strike agreements for working conditions, pay, and maybe even discipline across Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.